That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Girl, real talk. This whole, it's new year, time to reinvent myself trash, is not the vibe for 2024. You can find someone who loves you for you, as you are. You don't need to read a stack of self-help books, only eat sad salads, or like start meditating at 5 a.m. to be ready for dating. So yeah, my advice is to download Bumble and find someone who embraces you the way you are right now. Let me know how it goes.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking, family? We are back with another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig. Yeah. Oh, he got it this time. Yeah. Hey, man, we miss you, Tone.
Yeah.
Man, I can't wait till you come back, bro. Right now, I'm your host, Big Jai, along with my guest co-host,
Ken Tone,
man. Yes, indeed. Yeah. He be having some hot takes like Tone, too.
Hot takes.
Anyhow, man, we had a special guest, man. I'm glad y'all finally got him here, man. I had to, he put me on the waiting list, and that's cool.
Wow.
I'm joking with you, man. It's all love. Nah, my boy, brother, Jahan Jones. What's cracking with you, brother?
What's up? Absolute.
Absolutions. Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for pulling up, man. Thank you, brother. Man.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yes, indeed, man. We doing the Eddie flick, y'all. We doing the Eddie flick, another one. And I gotta get my boy out here, funny-ass comedian, actor, silly as hell, serious as hell. Because I met you, you had a scene. Now, I don't know. Y'all know Jahan. Everybody knows Jahan Jones, man. But I seen him. We met years ago. Over a decade ago, and I was shooting this film, I was DPing this film, and you was in it, and you was the silly dude. It was two guys, you and brother Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene where you had to get serious, and I said, damn, oh, this nigga, he can go.
Yeah.
Y'all, I don't know if y'all know this man, but Jahan Jones is a dope ass actor. He's strong as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He got them chops, bro.
Thank
and I was very impressed. I remember this to this day. This is 2012.
To this day. It's time to get back to that too. I'm about to start showing.
As you
the
world should, bro.
The full total package.
I said, damn, it was quiet after the scene because it's a comedy.
Yeah.
But the scene, he had to buck up on the home on the homeboy. And it was serious. It got quiet after that movie. I was like, oh shit, he can really.
Yeah.
Okay, boom.
10 years. Was that 10 years ago?
2012. Ooh, 11. Yeah. The summer of 2012, bro.
Man. Yeah.
Shout out to brother Andrew Tyree.
You been here that long, bro.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. A lot of people don't know. Y'all was out here behind the scenes.
Man.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's God said it's destined for him to be a star.
Hey, man. Mm-hmm.
That man came over to the house and was like, yeah. He still was shooting with the camera, too.
Yeah.
We shooting on the phones, the sketches. He got the camera like, yeah, I'm going to go and shoot this video.
Man. Yep. I came a couple days and I didn't shoot nothing because it was so much going on.
Man.
Those are the days you got to get in where you fit in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to shoot fast.
Just talking about the other day.
And you really had one or two takes or else folks were like, bro, we shooting our shit. You shooting your shit.
Yeah, you in the room. I got the living room.
All right,
outside, out front.
Yeah. All right, I got the room after you then.
Yeah,
you start shooting in the backyard because you start was using.
I got to figure out because it was so many people. We talking about 30 plus people in one house shooting sketches.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Hey, y'all, can y'all be quiet? We gonna get one.
Yeah,
that was the one.
We gonna get one. And everybody, you talking about a whole room of people, a whole house of people just being quiet. So you got to. So the pressure on to get your lines. The pressure on to deliver your performance because you mess up. They went,
it's getting dark, bro.
It's getting dark. We losing light. And we still got our sketch to shoot, and we waiting for you to finish your shit. Yeah, man. Those are the days, bro.
The golden years.
The golden years, man. Shout out to that those times, man.
Yeah, man.
And everybody that I met through that. Mm-hmm. I met you before that, but like that's when we
had a lot of us came out from that group, honestly.
Yeah, hell yeah. Very true.
A lot of us.
Yep. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, dog. So we're doing the Eddie Flick.
Yeah.
I said, let me see if I can get Brother Jones over here, man. We got a dope ass Eddie film from back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm talking about I was 5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I was 4.
Yeah, 4. You know what I'm saying?
I was 1.
Yes, indeed. Man, and we talking about Eddie Murphy's Golden Child.
Golden Child.
The Golden Child, man. Mm-hmm. This is back when Eddie Murphy was young, vibrant, and this is when he was building his superstardom.
Was that before Beverly Hills or right after?
I think it's
around the same time. Beverly Hills is after, I want to say.
Yeah, because I'm wondering, will Hollywood have to take a chance?
I think 48 Hours. 48 Hours.
Beverly Hills was the first one.
Yeah, really, I don't think they would take a chance on something so creative.
48 Hours was 88. So we're talking about 2 years after that.
What?
Beverly.
Ooh.
Hills.
Golden Child. I think maybe it was his first project.
It was 84.
Yeah, and remember the first one? Remember the first movie he was in was he only had a small role in it, and he was in that tank.
Ooh. Mm.
He was in a tank.
Look at you knowing your history.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes, I remember his. They had gave him a chance because he got it because of Saturday Night Live. I think it was like 82.
I gotta think about what you're talking
about.
Then
they came back with Beverly Hills because they saw that he was a star in that one scene.
Yeah, he mopped that. Beverly Hills Cop, we'll do that too. Mm-hmm. But
and
we
then
do,
Golden Child. Then
Golden Child was 86. Golden Child was 86, and it was written by Dennis Feldman and directed by Michael Ritchie.
Mm.
All right, starring Eddie Murphy, J.L. Reet, and Charles Dance. Charles Dance, y'all know him as Tywin Lannister, the father of the Lannister clan in the Game of Thrones. Dude been putting in work for years.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? He plays...
the devil.
He plays the brother Noomsi, Sardo. Sardo Noomsi, or Noomsa, but Eddie Murphy's character is Chandler Jarrell. That's a name for your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler Jarrell.
Well, the Eddie blackest Murphy's name they could think of.
Yes.
What?
Right. So now I always get into this question because this film isn't predominantly black as far as casting. But this movie, this show, Blackbusters, is a show that we review black films, right? Mm-hmm. And the question to y'all, and I'm going to ask to you guys, is this a blackbuster, a blackbuster film? What do y'all think? Eddie Murphy in The Golden Child, is this a blackbuster? Is this a blackbuster?
Do you want us to answer that now?
Yeah, we can get into it.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes. And let me tell you why. I said it before in other films. Eddie Murphy is... When it comes to a black actor, you get no blacker than Eddie Murphy.
He's all the black you need.
You know what I'm saying? You get no blacker than Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
You get no blacker than Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, there ain't nobody blacker than
literally.
Wesley.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But in this case,
except Odin Polynice.
Woo! Odin and then and Bol and Manute Bol.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's black brothers. Random ass Odin Polynice. Nigga. Yes.
Nigga.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, bro. So this is starring Eddie Murphy. He plays Chandler Jarrell. Mm-hmm. And he's not a cop. He's more like I'm gonna read the synopsis if I can.
He's somebody that finds kids. He's a
advocate for child youth welfare.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's like for missing children.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out there, investigates, and finds these kids.
He's a private investigator.
Yeah, so that's kind of what he is. And he's even going on talk shows promoting his business and promoting like trying to find this specific girl.
Mm-hmm.
This is a girl that's missing in the city. So there's a scene in the film at the beginning where he's like on a talk show and the talk show host has no interest in finding the girl or even telling the public about the girl. He's trying to say, yo, this is a girl been missing for 2 days or 3 days, blah, blah, blah. He keeps cutting them off and asking him questions that had nothing
Where'd
to do with...
Where'd you get that hat?
Yeah, shit that like that.
That's amazing.
So it shows that he really cares, right? So that's his character. And he works at like a group home, and he plays, it is the scene with him playing basketball with
the
kids.
He's about the kids.
He's about the kids.
He's about the kids.
Right? So the other woman, there's a woman in this movie called Ki Nang. Mm-hmm. All right. Played by Charlotte Lewis. Beautiful ass woman.
I like it. I think that's probably the first time I actually got a chance to be attracted to like an Asian woman. She's really? Asian, right? Or she Indian. She played Asian, but she probably well, her name not
is Charlotte. Her name is Charlotte Lewis, but like she clearly is Asian. But she look like she might be like one of them Asian and white chicks. She look, yeah. But she definitely has some Asian in there.
she Jewish in the mug. Yes, in the
right. She looks too exotic. But she plays Ki Nang, and she's the one that kind of approaches him about helping her find this other child. So in this way far country in mm-hmm. Tibet, mm-hmm. there's this Buddhist temple. Mm-hmm. They're chilling over there having Buddhist having church, basically, mm-hmm. kicking it. Mm-hmm. And this is this child, this little Buddha baby, mm-hmm. which I ain't never seen before. You ever seen like a young Buddhist? Like a child?
Who's
like,
older? They be in there.
You sure?
They be in there.
How you know?
They be in there?
Huh? You been there?
Yeah, Tibetan Buddhism. Buddhism.
Wow. And Buddhism?
They got clocks?
Huh?
They got clocks?
What you talking about?
They got clocks in there?
Like,
no, they don't got clocks.
Because to my knowledge, they got like, bows. Am I tripping? But are Buddhists? Because Buddhists are men, right?
Yes.
Buddhist monks, I should say.
Monks, yes.
And this is a whole temple full of Buddhist monks.
But remember, like,
where's
the
little ass kid come from?
They raise them. They raise some of those guys, those little boys are raised from boys to grown
boys
up
to be. Boys to monks.
Remember that? Remember?
No, he didn't.
I had to, bro. I had to do that. Boys to monks. BBD.
Yes.
Boys to monks.
Tibetan Buddhism again.
Spoof right there.
For the little boys to monks.
I was about to say something that was totally uncalled for.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say it after the cameras. I ain't going to say it right now.
Yeah, because I was going to say something too, but I'm not, I don't even want to talk about all that.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that's
a funny video,
do that.
Actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boys to monks.
You already bought
Boys
y'all.
To monks. Hey, yeah, facts. Y'all going to follow me?
Yeah, so
I mean, I got to get something to put on.
I mean, it's a big jump for me.
Yeah.
I know, man.
And I got a meaty ass head.
It was for me too, man, but it's.
I got a meaty ass head.
Indeed, man.
Remember that movie Puff Daddy was in where he was on the electric chair? And he cut his hair and it was bald. Yeah. And he had all that meat up here. Yeah, I got one of those.
Hey, O'Shawn had
so
that.
I can't be bald.
Your mama didn't massage your head when you were born.
Excuse me?
I think that's when you know she got a
scar. No, it ain't that bad, but it's just bad enough for me to be like, yeah, I can't bend down and be like,
bid you adieu.
You know what I mean? I bid you adieu.
Oh, damn. To answer your question, though, I do think it is a blockbuster.
Okay, thank you.
And only because, like you guys said, that Eddie Murphy was black enough, and due to the times back then, you wasn't getting all this evolution of all black cast.
Right.
Giving you one black person. And Eddie Murphy was the blackest, representing the slang and everything.
So. Well, that wasn't like a black exploitation film or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But
you wouldn't get more than two black actors.
And wasn't no pimps, and wasn't no player, wasn't no gangbangers.
Oh, that's what you consider a
No. I'm just saying, like, because at this time, this is Eddie Murphy, and it's not a black-based character.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler Jarrell is a black name, but I could imagine Chandler Jarrell being a white dude. Because this is 80s. It could have Jarrell?
Actually, yeah, you're right.
Chandler Johnson.
That's two first names.
Chandler
ain't got a last name.
Yeah, Chandler Jarrell is hilarious.
He's some white shit.
And yeah, that's a nigga name like a motherfucker. And he was black as hell. He's mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy. He's the culture. He is the culture. So that's why it's a blackbuster. Because if you put Eddie Murphy, if Tom Hanks plays this character.
It's a different
movie. Because he was still doing comedies. At this time, he was still doing Turner.
It's not going to work.
Tom
Hanks would make anything work.
That's what I'm saying. It would have worked.
But I don't think
but
this
it wouldn't
movie
have been
works.
This. It wouldn't have not.
I don't think this movie works.
Because you see, what was it? Turner and Hooch was Tom Hanks. That's a
this
comedy.
I also think that this movie is a little lower budget for Tom Hanks. So he probably wouldn't
back
have made
then,
this
though?
Movie. Yes.
86?
Yeah.
He had just got finished doing Bosom Buddies and all that other stuff.
And the Mermaid movie and Big. Those
Splash?
Those are way bigger movies than this.
I don't think so.
When you talk about how they were shot and everything, they look way better. Those movies look way better than the budget.
We'll have to go back and watch it because I thought that Golden Child looked way better until I watched it again.
I mean, the budget will
That's
say
what I'm
everything.
Saying.
I'm going to have to watch Splash.
Yeah, watch Splash and
or
watch
even Big.
And watch Big. Watch, you'll watch Big and be like, oh, yeah, this is the story and everything. Everything is better than the Golden Child.
IMDb we'll the budget.
See. We'll see.
So let me say this though, because I do want to say this about the movie. I think this movie is a blockbuster, of course, because Eddie is like he's what every black person would say in the movie theater. Like if something's going on and we say stuff like, oh, hell no, we ain't doing that shit. Like, he just doesn't believe anything probably for like 3/4 of the movie.
Oh, right.
Okay, it's a bitch behind a curtain that can't. Okay, she. I like how you got those maracas.
She only talking to black people.
Yeah, it's a whole snake, but he don't know it's a snake.
Yeah,
he just like, oh, okay, she got the maracas back there. That's popping.
Cute. Yeah,
that's cute. Like, everything he's saying is what a black person would say in a situation like that. You take a black person and throw him in China, he gonna say all kinds of shit about China.
Yeah,
and he just blurting it out and laughing the whole time.
I agree, and that's why it's a blockbuster. It's not necessarily because it's an all black cast or written by a black person. Mm-hmm. It's just that I think a blockbuster is when a black person could go to a film and relate to either the main character or to like the type of film it is. Meaning, this is what it looks like when a black dude goes and tries to save a Tibetan Asian kid,
Buddhist
from
child.
Yeah, yeah, like. And this is, it would go this way.
Yeah.
It would go this way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like, and like you said, he's the blackest nigga in the game when it comes to black actors.
Yeah.
Especially in 86.
And just real, raw blackness. Like, when he in there with all them things that's falling, and he dropped that quarter, and he'd be like,
he said, hey! Yo!
There ain't no ground. That would be a concern for us. Like, instead of getting out, we're like, yo, we mad that you set me up for an endless death.
I'm gonna kick your ass when I get out of
like,
here.
Really? It's with a regular death.
I ain't gonna like, die.
Hey, yo. He said, yo, my man, your breath stank, my nigga. That's like some that's some stuff that black people would respond to.
Yes.
Like, in the heat of an argument, this is a serial a psychopath. A mutant, he got like special powers. He can go invisible. He can teleport. And you worried about this nigga breath stinking.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, yo, fam, your breath is killing me, bro.
Off me.
You back up.
We gonna fight, but back up.
Yeah.
Off me.
Sweet brother Noonsie.
Brother Noonsie.
Yeah. So. That's what I'm saying.
That's because they gave him, that's most of that money went to Eddie. You got to think too. It had more effects. It had more effects than the other movie.
Yeah.
But you said it was a big difference. You said it was a big budget.
I didn't say nothing about the budget. You said something about the budget.
Well, that's what makes it a bigger film.
Right.
No.
The money.
No.
Who cares about the money talks.
Not always.
You know?
Well, no.
Not always.
It depends on what you say. How big is the movie? When people ask that, they're talking about how big the budget.
How much money?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how the movie was shot, how the movie looks.
Well, the money gonna get you better cameras.
Well, they didn't get the better cameras. you can get $50 million and mess up a movie.
That is true.
You not?
That is
facts.
True. But right, that, so I guess in Hollywood, that's considered whatever the how big it is based off of the budget, though.
When you watch Big and you watch the whole. You break down the story, you watch everything.
No, Big was definitely a better story.
Let me finish.
Sure. I give you that.
So when you watch Big and you see all the things, you're looking at everything, the story, the plot, every single thing. You're not going to look at The Golden Child and put that on the same.
Well, it was probably a better writer. Because if you think about
this
I think...
This movie was Eddie Murphy.
That's true. But it was a better... That means it was a better script for Big, though. I mean, if you really think about Big, break down what they were really doing, it wasn't like a lot of special effects or all this stuff or endless...
Concept.
Yeah. So it was less money to do that. So the reason why it stood out to you so much, I think, and I probably think it's one of your favorite childhood movies as you speak on that. Can you hear it in his voice,
it could be one of them.
Like, yeah.
Oh, Big was dope.
Big was dope. But it really was a simple story. It was a simple story. It was clever, but it's written really well.
I think Big is it's just a more interesting story.
And that's what makes it probably looks more expensive, though.
No.
Because no. if a cheaper,
when you
more
watch,
or less.
When you watch, go back and watch that movie and watch this movie again, and you'll be like, they spent way more money on this movie than they did on that one.
What was the movie? All right, so like other than the camera, what else did they do in Big that was so?
It just looks better. It's that's a the better camera. Looking, it's a better looking
what they had.
It could be the camera.
The piano.
It could be
the dancing piano.
That too. All of it.
Man, they got that in Walmart somewhere on Christmas in New York. Or something.
They had to shut down Saks Fifth.
So that was the big thing that was like, oh man, they did that.
Look, you keep saying that.
Over the snake in the
brother, you keep talking about the money. I don't care about
the money. You mentioned the money too. This down.
Yeah, because he mentioned it. I'm saying the reason why the movie looks better is because of the movie. When you look at both of those movies, you will look at that movie and say, wow, they spent more money.
All right,
they
so didn't. Are we saying better or bigger? Because I thought we started off saying it was bigger.
That's we can go bigger. Bigger and better.
I also think it's also the type of movie. Like, this is big. It's,
true.
It's New York, and it's supposed to... It's mm-hmm. the way the lifestyles of each of the characters were different. This dude... is in the hood looking for this child.
And they kept it tighter, right? The golden child, it was like a smaller,
yeah, for sure. And they did a couple.
It's
couple
a hideout.
Shots.
It's like an action comedy where there's not big city. Like, everything sure. was hidden, so yeah. everything looks desolate, like alleyways yeah. and like hood houses.
Yeah, they did some soundstage stuff. So yeah, cool. But I'm just.
But
either way, let's talk about this movie.
Golden Child, man. So. Into like so this dude, this golden child, it's this boy. He grew up in Tibet, and mm-hmm. he's supposed to be like the second coming of something. Mm-hmm. Like the special ass monk that he's supposed to be.
He's the one. He's the one before the mate, before Neo.
And so, right. And he's the second one of whatever his kind is. And he has special healing powers, and he's supposed to be able to translate. He's supposed to make the world better.
He's the keeper of passion. That's what he is. Compassion. I'm sorry. He's the keeper of compassion.
And if this little boy, he's about 9 years old. If he's in the wrong hands, like Sardo Numsi, mm-hmm. he's going to use this boy for bad. Brother Numsi. So now in the beginning of this film, Brother Numsi and his goons are voyaging all the way to Tibet to get this kid. They go in there, they in the temple, they kill off all the monks, him and he has like maybe 15 henchmen. They kill off the monks and they take the boy. The boy don't even fight. He just sit there and just let them take him, mm-hmm. right? And he can touch you and basically control you.
He does.
So they say, don't get close to him, don't grab him, just keep him in his cage and we're going to carry him back to LA.
Yeah.
So he go back to South Central, basically, probably East LA.
Yeah.
Hilarious. And so now this woman is trying to find this kid. The golden child has been taken, and she found out that the chosen one is supposed to be able to find this boy is Chandler Jarrell, mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy's character. So she sees him on TV fighting to get this kid found. Oh, he's passionate about children. He's here to help. Mm-hmm. He has a good soul, and he's capable. He's brave. He's honorable. Mm-hmm. I need to let him know that we need him to go find this golden child. Because mm-hmm. if you don't find him, the world's going to end. Because Brother Numsi is going to take this kid and make him a weapon as opposed to a savior.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy don't believe none of this stuff. He don't believe in ghosts. He don't believe in special powers.
Yeah.
He's just like, get the fuck out of my face. You look bad as hell, though, so let me take you to the crib and smash. So now he goes from like this guy that cares about these kids, but when this pretty-ass chick is in his face talking about, we need you to help us save the golden child,
let me get these girls.
All right, in the meantime, let me get these draws.
Yes.
So he spent half the movie trying to get in the draws.
Yeah, man.
And she's like, you know, she's being cool, which is weird to me. All right, I'm going to stay outside and watch you for every day. And I'm going to sleep in my car. So this chick slept in the car every day. Mm-hmm. He invited upstairs. Go upstairs, have a little bite to eat, mm-hmm. and then maybe some coffee. Mm-hmm. He really want to smash, but that's his way of trying to get the draws. Like, come upstairs. It's late. We both tired. Yeah. She's like, no, I'm not going upstairs.
She was following him at first.
Yeah, she followed him everywhere. Yeah, yeah. She was in the car.
She slept
in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And wore that same jacket every day. Mm-hmm. But at least he washed her dry.
Did she take a shower?
We never saw her take a shower except one time, right at the end, mm-hmm. when they finally beat him. You know what I'm saying? But like, this whole movie is about trying to find the kid. And really, the kid is there. So at the beginning of the film, the kid is in their captivity. Mm-hmm. So if we're thinking about what's happening with the kid, he's just there. What are they waiting for? What's supposed to happen? What else do they need? All right.
He's not in captivity. He's just chilling with the monks.
He was in the cage.
No, like when they took him in LA. Cage. They took him from the cage.
When they took him, yeah.
I said, at the beginning of the film, when they took him, he was in captivity in LA. And the big retarded dude, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what he was.
Yeah, he was.
That's exactly right, it's all good.
Mentally challenged, I should say.
It's all good, special. Bro. Spectrum. He's
special,
on the spectrum.
Homie.
You're going to bleep that out.
He's on the spectrum.
You know what I'm saying?
He's on the spectrum, on the right side.
I wouldn't say that because that's not retarded. You know what I'm saying?
On the spectrum?
That's just, you know, that's something different.
No, that could mean anything.
I know, but I was saying specifically that he wasn't.
That he worse?
Yeah, he's something different. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Right, so.
Yes.
He was different, man.
Yeah.
And
the Golden Child loves this slow dude. He over there, he playing.
Remember what he did with
putting
the can?
On the Ritz. He putting on the Ritz with the can.
His name was Till.
Yeah.
Till. T-I-L.
Yeah, you right.
Hilarious. So,
Till.
So
funny.
Let me ask you this. On the rewatch.
Till.
He was special. He didn't talk. He just moaned and made noises and grunted.
Yeah. When are you going to talk? Sometime, Till.
Later on. Till. To break it down.
Till we meet again.
Yeah. So, they got the boy, and now... Eddie Murphy's supposed to find them. So they go to like this layer to find this woman behind this veil, behind like, this little curtain. Mm-hmm. And she's like a soothsayer, I guess. She's like, you are the chosen one. You have found the chosen one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now you got to go find the child.
Yeah.
The child, in order to get the child, you got to go get this dagger.
Mm-hmm.
This dagger is somewhere in like this temple. You got to go back to Tibet.
Tibet.
Right. And go get this dagger. Before he does, that's what they're waiting for. I guess Brother Noomsi is trying to get this dagger because once he get the dagger and he got the child, then he can basically change the world for worse. Dumb. Now the world is in the palm of his hands. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, Eddie Murphy is trying to get there first. Eddie Murphy and baby girl Ki-Nang, they go over to Tibet, and Eddie Murphy runs into Victor Wong, who played the old guapo. Old guapa.
Mm-hmm. What other movie was he in?
Big Trouble Little China. All the eighties and 90s karate films. This dude was in.
So he was in Ninja Turtles, right?
What's his name again?
His real name is Victor Wong.
What's his name in the movie?
Oh, the old Galpa or Guapa. Yeah.
That's her dad too.
Yeah.
In the movie, he was her father. And then James Hong, Dr. Hong. Uh-huh. His real name is James Hong, and then in the movie, his name is Dr. Hong.
Yeah.
Okay, they didn't even get creative with changing his name up, but that's cool.
You gotta pause indeed. Both those names.
Hong? So the movie, without Eddie Murphy, this is on the as a kid, 86. I'm sure I watched this at 5 at my uncle's house. I didn't watch this in the movie theaters, but I know my uncle was one of them uncles that had a library of laser disc and DVDs. This was 86. Yeah.
They had
laser discs? It was old. He had laser discs for sure. 86? Yeah. This is before DVDs was popping.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Laserdisc or VHS. Mm-hmm. He had Laserdisc.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. It was like the size of a record.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in this big ass disc player.
Yeah.
And play the movie.
Yeah.
And I remember he had a gang of those. Uncle had a little bread. He was a mechanic. He had owned his own mechanic.
Only people with bread had them back in the day.
You had to have cheese. You know what I'm saying? He's the only person I knew that had one.
Yeah.
And
like $2,000.
I watched it over his house for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Child, bruh. And I remember being a kid and watching Eddie Murphy, and this movie was amazing to me. It was a kid that was like the star of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And Eddie Murphy, this is a great film.
Yeah.
On the rewatch, I said, damn. Now, I'll forgive the special effects. It's 86. All right, you can look back and watch Star Wars.
Decent.
You can watch, but go back
you
and watch.
You thought they were decent?
You saw the dragon, nigga? When he turned into the monster? I said, nigga, that's
what I'm saying. That's where they put most of the money.
That's exactly.
It was like a video game with real people back then.
Oh, no.
True, but here's the thing.
What about when he went to hell and was talking to the devil?
Yeah.
You thought that looked.
That's crazy. But it's 86 or so.
86.
I remember back then watching it like, this is crazy. This is dope. So
I forgive that. The woman, woman.
When he, the half woman, she was like a snake.
That's it looked a scorpion.
I'm telling you, that's where that looked good. That looked okay, yeah. But that's where the money went.
That stood out. I was like, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to but take that in.
On the rewatch, I was like, okay, this is. Mm. Now, when I saw, I forgive the graphics.
Uh-huh.
Cool. But it was like the acting outside of like, outside of Eddie, he killed. She was great, but she didn't have to do much. But she was just being beautiful and mysterious most of the time.
Shout out to the backflips.
Yeah, shout out to the backflips. And they had her in a wet t-shirt contest.
Yes.
A wet t-shirt contest for no reason.
No, she was a reason.
I mean, the TNA. That's they were trying to sell the
but
sex.
But they didn't show no ass. They showed bosom.
She was out there kicking ass in panties. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
She had to out there getting her Dina Howard on. Out there whooping ass. T-shirt and her panties on.
And didn't kick nobody in the face. She kicked everybody around the groin area.
Was kicking dicks. Yeah. her karate specifically
was that right
dick
the
kicking.
Shower?
Out no. the shower. No, when
they were, she was in a sleep. She was sleeping in the
she was
asleep,
and then they realized, oh, we getting infiltrated.
Yeah,
we got to leave.
Well, he realized it. That's a very important part of the movie. We'll talk about that. But you know, because she wanted some, you gonna come lay down in the bed with me? He said, no, I'm gonna be out here on the couch.
Yeah,
and he grabbed the thing and held it. She wanted some.
She did.
Women will do that to you. They're gonna try to get you off track when you need to be staying focused. Amen.
Amen. Take that.
That's what it is, though. And so they talked to the little snake lady. She like, y'all gotta go get this knife.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You gotta go to Tibet. I'm not going to Tibet. Yeah. No, I'm not doing that, bro. Cool. Yeah. So she begged them, and then she kind of bribed them with the panties, man.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. She didn't say, I'll give you some if you do this, but she said it with her eyes.
Yeah.
All this, please, and all that. He ended up going to Tibet, right?
Which gives this movie so much heart.
Which is crazy, because he ran into this mysterious ass old man that was like a homeless dude.
Yeah.
That ended up being her dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was like, I like him. He's brave. He's honorable. He's so immature. He's,
yeah.
Come on, you chose this nigga to be the golden the one to find the golden child. You know what he is.
Well, she didn't chose him. She was led to him.
She was led to him, and she was her job was to find him and to make sure he helped them find the golden child.
And the dad was with her the whole time too, as that bird,
always.
The bird. But the bird was coming from the temple.
Yeah, he was in the temple.
I felt like
he was in the same temple.
He was a dope character.
His character
played
was cool.
A bum.
Yeah, he played a bum.
A monk, bird.
Remember he disappeared on him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just feel like for Brother Noomsi to be able to go
Brother
involved.
Brother Noomsi, I got to keep doing that.
He can disappear and transport, but he didn't have no hands. And why was he always fitted so well? Like, this was like a very 80s
film.
He's
a vampire.
He wasn't a vampire. He was a demon.
Yeah, he was a demon, but that's what kind of a vampire is.
Yeah,
okay.
He just didn't bite.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't bite, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's debatable.
And we didn't really know what he... So, basically, without Eddie Murphy, this movie is like... this is what I didn't like. When they went to the little crack house where the bikers went, the little biker spot.
Uh-huh.
And what's up with the blood in the oatmeal?
They said it.
Yeah, there was a reason for that.
They were trying to get the golden child to put something impure in his body.
Yeah. I know that. No. I'm saying like, but I felt that was such a regular ass poison. Like, put it in the oatmeal.
Impure blood, though. That's actually pretty potent. That's almost like equivalent to saying, hey, eat this AIDS.
I'm not talking about the blood. I'm talking about the oatmeal.
That's what they were thinking.
Eat this what?
Eat this AIDS.
Eat this AIDS. No,
that's hilarious.
I'm not talking about the blood.
Damn.
I'm talking about the oatmeal.
The oatmeal.
Oh, you're talking about why was the food so basic? Because I think.
It was like instead like a
that's
like,
what he ate
like this crazy little bottle of potion and you put it on like they put it in some oatmeal nigga like
is that what he was eating? I think the boy
he never ate nothing. He ate leaves. Remember
he had a twig. He had a twig of leaves the whole movie and was just eating.
I just thought the film was basic. All right, the actors and the bikers were trash.
Yeah.
I know it's a comedy.
Well, let's think about this. I'm still on the oatmeal. Wasn't oatmeal big back in the 80s?
Oatmeal was big now.
Yeah, but definitely back in the 80s.
So maybe oatmeal was like, in their eyes, like, this is a kid's food. And that's why they chose.
Nah, they should have put it in some cereal or something, but they couldn't because he was a Buddhist. So it was like he's pure. So it's like, oh, let's give him something that's but, porridge.
So just for the record, yeah, at the biker house, there was still oatmeal on the stove with blood in it. Remember?
Yeah. Because the golden child was there.
Where?
It was at one point. That's what led him to that biker.
Did we see him there?
No, I don't think so. What? No, wait. Did we?
I don't think we saw him there, bro.
Yeah. So I'm like, but they were moving him.
It was just holes in the story. I feel like he took him to that church and he had him in that little church since he got there.
Nah, he wasn't there.
And then on top of that, he got these monks watching them, and they falling asleep and shit. And he playing with the homie Till, the goofy nigga that's this slow, and he making the can dance and shit like that. What are you doing, Noomsie? Yeah. You trying to take over the world, bro. You wasting time with this nigga over here getting babysitted by niggas that don't know what they're doing.
I think there's a reason why they can't kill him, though.
Not kill him. Make him eat the oatmeal or something. Like, he always. I know. I'm just talking about storyline. It just don't make sense.
How would you write it for him to eat? How would you make him eat the oatmeal?
They should, like, either make him get one of the monks to, like, we're going to hurt this monk if you don't eat this.
He didn't
care. Or.
They already killed all the monks.
Don't kill all the monks. Take one of the monks with you. Or something.
That's the golden child, okay, bro. You can't stop the golden child. The golden child know his purpose. Yeah. He knows compassion. He's going to see it and be like, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go. And eat a leaf.
That might be true. I'm just saying, I wanted more for, like, the villain was, he was like a Wall Street banker.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? With a cape on.
Yeah.
Dope-ass Armani suit with a trench coat on. He was hanging out with the police. Remember that scene where they're at the airport? He was hanging with the police.
He wasn't hanging with them.
He was talking to them and nothing was happening.
Because he said, I want my stuff. He wanted them to go and get the thing. This is a hole in this. I get what you're saying. It's a hole, but they were there for a reason. He was trying to be real. He don't want people to see that he's a demon. So he's sitting there like, this person stole my artifacts. So that's what he told him. He said, when he gets off this plane, I want him arrested and I want my stuff back.
Right.
So he pulled him to the side and was like, Brother Noomsie. And when he said Noomsie, he was like, you know, if I get arrested, they're gonna take this artifact and they're gonna put it up and you're not gonna be able to get it. So that's what stopped him. But it's like, bro, you a demon. Use your demon powers and go in
bring
there.
Bring the dragon out.
Yeah.
Kill everybody.
In the middle of an airport?
Yeah. Here's the thing. He's about to take over the world.
He wants
Who gonna stop him?
He wants hell.
He wants the earth to end. He wants the world to end.
Demons can't just move like that, guys.
That's true.
Not that I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, when he...
I mean, I know you...
When he finally broke into... He broke out of Noomsie and turned into the dragon demon thing.
Uh-huh.
At that point, he flying all through L.A. chasing the nigga down.
And nobody knows that's Brother Noomsie. They just see a demon.
That nigga could have went to the bathroom and changed like Superman. Came back as a demon.
I don't think he could have just changed as Superman. He would have changed into what he really was, which is what he was at the end of the movie.
I was joking with the Superman part. The part is he changed into the demon.
He didn't want nobody to see his real
go in the bathroom, change to the demon to come out.
You don't know where you're at anymore.
But to your point, I think if you can change into a demon, why can't you change into Superman? Change it to one of the people. But that's not the movie.
That's what I'm saying. I got bored with the film, man.
Mm.
I did. Outside of Eddie Murphy's part, it was funny. Every scene with him was hilarious. But like,
storyline.
It just and the boy never said a word. He was just sat there and just was doing this.
Yeah,
making the can dance. He finally touched the ogre nigga and made him a weapon now.
But he did that earlier too. He didn't fight. He did fight. If he touched somebody, they're gonna do whatever you want.
Yeah, I knew all that. I'm saying, but it was like those scenes were just very basic ass scenes. Like the movie, I look at like bad guys, Noomsie was incompetent to me.
Yeah.
And he had even the biker niggas that a baby girl, Kinang and Chandler Jarrell fought off. They was corny ass niggas, bro.
Yeah,
they was like actors that were like, I didn't believe that they were really bikers.
Yeah,
they were just like it was like okay, you could say oh it's the 80s, it's 86. Nah, there's other movies out here that's like, oh the bad guys are real bad guys, and I believe all this. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It just seemed like It was a thrown together project.
Well, we got to think about it like this, though. I don't think Eddie's star meter was there yet for them to be like, I'm going to give Hollywood, I'm going to bank everything on you. It was like rising star. It was like,
no, he was a star. Nah, as soon as he walked out and did Johnny Carson show, he was a star, bro.
Was he Eddie Murphy? The biggest, this peak of his star? No.
I mean, he wasn't the peak of his star until the 90s.
That's right. What I'm saying. So they're not going to give you that type of dedication.
What's Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
What year was that, though?
84.
And so what I'm saying is, he just did 48 hours. 48 hours with no
83.
48 hours with Nick Nolte. That was 84. That was before Golden Child. All right. And that was a movie
he was doing movies.
I feel like the Golden Child on the rewatch was a step down.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's name the movies prior to Golden Child that he did. Let's go.
48 hours in Best Defense. That's the one where he was in the thing, mm-hmm. in the tank, and Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay, and he
probably did more movies than that.
He had his partners in those movies though, right?
No, Beverly Hills Cop was him.
No, he had that partner.
He had the two guys.
Yeah,
Taggart.
That white dude.
He's the guy. He's the lone.
But he
guy had, with help from the white.
It was a white dude that was.
It was two white guys.
Two white guys. They were partners. The older guy.
The main guys though.
And then it was
Eddie Murphy's movie.
Yeah, but I mean they played a part. Yeah.
It was some big white dudes in that movie.
You say big?
That
you talking about
that Pulse. That that co-star with him?
No.
Nah, pull that list up. Nah. Beverly Hills Cops. Nah. Who's that white dude? That white dude that was always in that damn movie.
He's just the movie that the guy from Beverly Hills Cops.
Yeah, no, it was the white dude. That white dude was in a few things in the '80s.
They weren't stars, bro.
This dude was a star, bro. No, he wasn't. Judge Ren, man, go to his list.
Reinhold.
He was a star in the '80s, bro. He was a star.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they were co-stars in Beverly Hills Cops.
Yeah, I think he.
He was a big star in the '80s, bro.
I think you in a movie and you in Cliffhanger and you reaching.
No, what I'm saying is he was a star. And what my point is, they weren't ready to give Eddie that, oh, you don't need a white person there. Yet. And Golden Child was that, where it wasn't like, you know. Because who was in that the other white dude in 48 Hours, right? It was another guy.
Nick Nolte.
It's almost like
Nick Nolte was a star. Yeah. He was so like
you see how for a while stars, Kevin Hart was always buddied up with somebody,
attached to somebody.
Yeah,
I feel like Eddie Murphy those first few movies was in that phase where Hollywood was giving him that type of budget before, and then Golden Child was like, okay, well, here's you, do you?
That's not true, man.
Without that.
Beverly Hills Cop was the one, and he's the star.
He is the star, because we're talking about Eddie Murphy, but that white dude.
There's no other star. He wasn't a star.
You go to his list, his IMDb credits back then, that dude was working.
Working is not star.
He's a star. He was
Bruce Willis was a star.
Yeah. Bruce Willis, Mel Gibson.
That white dude was like, he like big, bro. He's like one of the cast members of Friends type energy.
Yeah,
and thing is, you can't call if you saying that dude like he wasn't the star. If I say
I don't know him because that's the '80s.
If I say Dan Aykroyd, you know that's the '80s. If I say Tom Hanks, these are stars.
Nobody ever said Reinhold for a star ever.
Man, if I say Dan Hold, you can be like Reinhold. You like who's that? The dude from Beverly Hills Cop. Oh yeah, what else he do? We don't know. Michael J. Fox was a star.
That's a star.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, no, Eddie Murphy was already the dude. He was already that guy. In 1982, he did 48 Hours. Trading Places with him and Dan Aykroyd, that was 83.
And the white guys that were stars were either on TV and the movie guys were like Clint Eastwood and stuff like that.
That's true.
Right.
But I swear, that dude was big. I'm going to go to his list. Go to Renfield's list.
The fact that you're saying this dude...
But that's me. I'm bad with names sometimes.
But you ain't bad with Dan Aykroyd. You ain't bad with Al Pacino or Robert De Niro. These are stars.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Even so, as I'm saying, like, I think like Richard Roundtree. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, you can clearly say that Golden Child was, yeah, you're the only one that we recognize.
Right. I agree.
And those, even Beverly Hills Cops, no, he wasn't the only one. They didn't just say this is your movie and yeah, they everybody did. Else.
Because them other dudes, could, other other guys could be replaced. You can't replace Eddie Murphy. The movie
The Renfield, they knew who he was. You recognize him when he was in Beverly Hills Cops. He wasn't.
I recognize him from that. I don't recognize him from nothing else.
Go with that.
He was in the movie Never Again. He was in the movie Booker, Roadhouse 66. He was in Gremlins.
Big ass movie.
He don't know that. He would have never guessed that. In Gremlins, he could have been the storekeeper.
Nah, he would know. He was the father.
I don't think he was the main guy.
He was no in Gremlins. He was. He was like.
But even then, he was. Is that his movie?
What movie? Yeah, that come out.
Was it?
It wasn't his movie because the Gremlin. It was the Gremlins movie.
That's what I'm saying.
He was in a Pat Benatar video.
When did Gremlins come out?
'84.
Nah. Bro, that was a big ass movie. That was a big ass blockbuster.
Who was he in that? What's his character?
He
in
was like the dad. He was like the he was big as crap in there, bro.
You don't know what he was.
Yo, he was the dad of that little.
He was
the
a supporting
kid.
Character, bro.
He was that's big the star, in here, bro. The and then he was like the dad, and he was like the dad or something.
The dad is the old man right here.
He was. No, that's they not the old man. You just picking any old man.
Bro, they don't got no pictures of him.
Man, what?
Bro, you find, bro, trying to find it, nigga.
Yo, man, what is this nigga name?
Basically,
man?
What I'm saying is Eddie Murphy was a star. So he started doing movies because he was a star.
I'll tell you, bro. Gremlins was huge, bro.
It was. No,
I'm telling you. Golden Child, nobody, you didn't recognize. Nobody. Nobody in no movie like Gremlins.
You recognize Charles Dance. The bad guy.
No, you recognize bigger than Charles.
You don't recognize dude is bigger than
you
Charles.
Don't recognize, you know, and this is why he not. Charles. This is why he not. Because he don't have no roles. He don't have any roles that are as big as Brother Noomsi. Other than Beverly Hills Cop.
And Gremlins.
Well, later.
You didn't even know Gremlins was there. You was like, oh, you try to scroll
that's
over Gremlins.
That's my point.
But the point is, because you messed up. Because you said, oh, Gremlins. And then they don't even have pictures of them.
Just go to his name. He didn't have any good.
He might have had one scene in Gremlins, bro.
He was a major part. I remember that.
Okay.
All right. Anyhow, we're gonna move on, man.
These are his movies.
So scroll through. Did y'all know that the boy in The Golden Child is actually a girl?
I do remember hearing that.
Yeah. She's actually a girl, man. Her name is R.L. Reet.
Reet.
Yeah. Yeah, she's from Sacramento.
Yeah,
what she look like now? Damn, if she was bad, that would
she
be.
Yeah, she cute.
That would
she
be. Cutie pie. Oh man, that's kind of hard to take in.
And I wonder why Paul's indeed. Lord, I wonder why. Yeah, you see,
motherfucker.
I wonder why they did this make her a girl, or why make the character a girl, or actually get an actual boy to play this boy in the movie.
Yeah, well, that's low key child abuse.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do that.
Damn,
they shaved a girl's head and put her in the movie. Like, why you shave that girl's hair and put her in a movie like that? Huh?
What's she asked to be?
She asked to be.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, but maybe the little girl looks more pure than, but kids are kids. They all look pure.
I'm just talking about kids and girls.
Yeah.
And
hair. I wasn't surprised that they, that she played a boy and not just make her a girl or make the boy actually a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Cast a boy, but so it just seemed very. It was it's like the fight scenes. It just Golden Child, man. That's not one of my. That's not on my top 15 of Eddie Murphy films. No
15,
more. Yeah.
Whoo.
Yeah, I just it didn't keep me engaged. I watched it and rewatched. It didn't make me like, oh shit, this movie's still dope.
Wait.
Eddie Murphy was Eddie Murphy. He killed. He's amazing.
Okay. There was a point that Eddie got, he went and did his own, produced his own films.
Right.
Was this a part of the ones? Because those were lesser budget ones that he, like.
No, Harlem Nights was
Harlem
his
Nights
own
was
shit.
His own shit. And that was considered a low.
Nah.
That was one of the, that's known that he, he didn't have as much as his other bigger budgets because that was his own venture.
He only did a few by himself. They started paying him. They started paying him. They bought him out of doing his own shit. That's why the Dr. Dolittle, the Pluto Nash, and
those are all
Disney shit.
Yeah,
they paid him a gang of bread so he wouldn't do his own shit.
So was Golden Child was a part of that?
Nah, he was just getting into the game. He was like,
was his own ones?
Harlem Nights. I don't know. Harlem Nights. I don't think Boomerang, but
Boomerang probably was it.
Harlem Nights for sure.
Boomerang is probably one.
Yeah,
but I mean, to his own production.
Like it.
It feels like
vibe.
But like Harlem Nights, he wrote. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying within his wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. So the movies that make Eddie Murphy that stick with it is Harlem Nights, Boomerang, Distinguished Gentleman, Life.
Oh, Life. But what about before the Trading Places?
Trading Places. No, that's not his production. Mm. You know what I'm saying? His movies, the movies that he does, they're black films. The majority people in the film are black. Mm. Harlem Trading Places was this. He could have easily been a different comedian.
Honestly, the story on it, I think they did want somebody else.
It wasn't maybe written, so. It wasn't Trading Places is great though. She was hilarious. Mm-hmm. This is how I feel about Golden Child. I feel like it was a. Kind of cool, kind of. You know how some old classics you don't want to see remade. I wouldn't mind seeing this remade again, and done better. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you would?
Yeah, I would. Not saying I have to see it, but if I see if someone's saying
this
about,
story was so
if someone
simple.
Says we about to remake something dope like we about to remake Malcolm X. No. Do not make. Do not remake X.
They already probably did.
Not remake that movie. You know what I'm saying?
The Golden Child. The story was so
simple.
I don't
even want to see the Dark Knight remade. Honestly, like
already lost that game. They make so.
I know. I know. Or you know what I'm saying? But like, even the Spider-Mans are coming out. They're not better. You know what I'm saying?
Spider-Man's dope now, though.
They're good. They're good, but I'm saying they're not better. It's not like damn. The first one was so black. We got to remake that. This is a movie that
they
can be remade.
Marvel goes all out.
They can remake. I don't want to see another. I don't want to see another Wolverine. Hugh Jackman is the best Wolverine that we've seen.
You remember when they did the Hulk twice, within 2 years or something? Like, bro, it's like the first one did bad. It's like we're gonna do it again.
Right. Yeah. We gonna keep going until we get it right. You know what I'm saying? But like
we don't get those shots.
So real quick. So when it comes to the Golden Child, let's talk about the awards, man. We do a awards. We have an MVP, the most valuable player of the film. And who do you say would be the MVP of the Golden Child?
Come on.
Sometimes it's not clear cut. So who are you thinking? If it's so easy, who are you thinking?
Damn. I mean, it's so obvious. Who else would it be other than Eddie?
It could be Baby Girl.
It could be Baby Girl.
Yeah.
She was assisting like a hell. Like, what would she do without him?
Huh? What would he do without her? She's the MVP.
She saved him twice.
Listen, the whole movie, if you really watch that movie, the whole movie, she's protecting him.
Uh-huh.
That's all she's doing. Is she's there to protect him. And they don't specify who she is or what she is because she has a crazy vert of a 100 inches.
She jumped off the second story.
Yeah, remember she jumped straight up into
Landon,
the tree.
She's special.
She had some kind of something.
And they didn't explain
that
either.
She was like an angel that was there to, you know?
I feel like it was an 80s film that I think that whoever wrote it, I feel like
whoever wrote it, he man like, still watching this.
I mean, hey, this is my opinion. I'll still watch it.
There's some parts in it where there are lines where I'm like, wow. So if you're looking at a film and you're looking at how spiritual the film is, right? If you start looking into the spirituality of the film, you start seeing like, oh, okay, there's something more, something supernatural going on about this film. Remember he said, thank you for your help, right? Mm-hmm. Remember he told that to the old guy and he laughed. He said, he think I helped him. It's like, it's not up to me. This isn't something that I'm doing. This is already written. This is ordained.
This is destiny.
That's what this movie was more about. So like when we look at those things, it's kind of cheesy when you look at certain things, but when you look at the spirituality of it, you start looking at it differently and you start saying, oh, wow, okay, so he is the chosen one because he has no choice. She has no choice in loving him because she loves the chosen one,
mm-hmm.
you know? So when you look at it like that, it's a little bit better of a film, but
Man, yeah, there's like a the lot Matrix, of so much.
There's a lot of things that are wrong with it, of course. But when I look at it, I love it for the fact that Eddie Murphy killed, of course.
Yeah,
I love the love story. I low key as a kid, I love that they started doing these dream sequences, and that's where the fights were. Like stuff was happening, and it was like, what's happening in his dreams? Like what's going on with these dreams? But it was like real shit was happening, and you be dreaming as a kid, you be like, damn, this shit felt real. I mean, I swear, I must have got Janet Jackson pregnant a thousand times.
Hilariosity, yeah, hilarious.
Up, like, why did they wake me up? So it's like when you see stuff like that, it kind of makes you connect with the film more.
Okay.
Well, me.
I hear you.
I said, okay.
And that's fair. Yeah.
No, it's cool. I just feel like if you look at it in different lens, it's like, okay.
When I see certain things being like, I feel like some things being executed not as strongly as I would like it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
The cops seem like they're just there. Like the actor, remember when he was like, he got to the biker spot and he had to do it up against the wall. He was like, who sent you? Or where's the kid? Or where's the girl?
Yeah.
I ain't telling you nothing. And he punched him in the stomach. Ooh. All right, I'll tell you. It was just like, man, it just seems so Hollywood, so fake.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to stay in it because I just feel like it's so.
I feel you.
Like I feel like this,
those films back then were.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times
we've evolved so much.
Somebody's so. I feel like the writer is so he's popular, and someone's like, "Hey, let's make this film." You know what? The film wouldn't have got made if Eddie Murphy wasn't attached to it.
For sure.
That's what I mean when I say the movie.
And they gave him producer credit too, not executive.
The script is all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The actress chick, she ain't in a lot of other stuff. She's just really just being cute and pretty.
Yeah.
And she has very little words. Half the time in the scene, she's not saying nothing at all.
But when she says something, it's profound.
It was cool. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, all right, man.
Yeah.
So MVP, we got, I agree. I think it is a key name, baby girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if someone said, if you said Eddie Murphy, which is Chandler Jarrell, you're not wrong either. That's fair. Mm-hmm. But just to even go even deeper, like the movie don't move. He don't get as far as he got without her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. LVP, least valuable player.
That goddamn, your boy. Well, no, little slow man. He was keeping the little boy entertained. So, what to do with the melted face?
The burnt nigga with the chain.
That nigga out of here.
With the chain.
Get out of here.
Right. You have no hands. Seeing his face.
You have no hands. You're getting beat up. You're burnt.
I think that's his real face, though. I think probably I've seen him in a different movie like that, bro.
That's probably
not. I think I've seen him in a different movie. Weird Science. I think he was in Weird Science.
We're going to watch that.
I think he was.
Weird Science.
With the same face.
Nah.
With the same face.
That's his face, bro.
This dude's crazy. All right,
so yeah, burnt face nigga with the chain.
Burnt face.
He was whack, bro.
No hands.
He had no hands. Even no one really had no hands except big dude that got touched by the golden child.
But remember the other dude had hands too. He was going to work. Well, he had the stick and then Brother Noonsi disappeared on him. Brother Noon say.
They found a weird face.
Yeah, weird you,
that's
face.
A real face, man.
So, yeah, all right. So, LVP is burnt nigga with the chain.
burnt nigga with the chain.
Yeah.
That's his name, too. That's his title.
Yeah.
Burnt nigga with the chain.
I'm telling you, bro. That's his face.
Unless he's a yellow dragon.
And you had a chain. People usually be having them chains, be having straight hands. They be kicking. They be doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. All Eddie Murphy did to kill him was like pull the chain. Remember, dude was like on a little balcony. He was doing this, and he threw the chain at Eddie Murphy Chandler Jarrell.
Yeah.
He turned around, grabbed the chain, and pulled it.
Yeah.
And he hung himself. That's all, man. He whack.
Yeah,
he died by his own weapon.
Yeah,
goofy ass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So on a scale, we do five fists to judge how good this film is. All right, one fist meaning like it's a movie, we made it. Thank you for making the film. It's cool. It's just one fist. Five fists is a classic. Five fists is you love it. And that's how we judge it. So with that being said, what do you give this film from 0 to 5? How many fists do you give it?
Man, Golden Child, man. I'm going to have to say a 4, bro.
Okay.
Because it's not just about quality, sadly, because we have just evolved so much, so we expect so much more. So I got to take where we've come from and go to the originator of things. Like, we're talking about Eddie Murphy, megastar, being able to break all these boundaries and, you know, be in not just black, you know, exploit, you know what
I mean? You're not just doing black, you're not just
this
doing
was
black
a
characters.
Big type of universal type film. So you got that type of energy, and it's almost like action, like you said, a little bit of fantasy, sci-fi in there a little bit too, and it's a straight up black man. So for everything that it stood for, that's why I shoot it up past the story and make it almost a five, because without Golden Child, you probably wouldn't have a lot of great movies. It would have took a while, you know, in the 90s. For sure.
Okay.
He broke some barriers with that.
Boom. All right.
I think Eddie Murphy's going to be a star regardless. He was a star before. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and get this one. Well, I'm going to give it a three. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere in the middle. And that's because of Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. Without Eddie Murphy and Sweet Sexy Thing.
Mm-hmm. She was great to look at.
Yeah. There's like,
and she had hands.
I feel like there's no movie. There's no movie without them two. And the Golden Child was dope too.
She was dope. Yeah. The movie's a three for me. Movie's a three because Eddie Murphy, even in the bad film, he was funny. Mm-hmm. He's so charismatic. And
I forget in the moment.
I hit the knife, please.
And then looked at her.
I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Like, we were seeing stuff in that film that that opened our minds up.
Yeah.
The woman, the half woman, just him with the monks, and then the water spilling into the end. Like, we was like, oh man, we ain't never think of that. Like, this wasn't no regular black film that we were getting.
I agree.
Ain't even
and that's the thing. It is though. He opened up the spectrum of possibilities of what we could play.
Nah.
It wasn't just that. Come on, that's why you think Hollywood Shuffle came out, because he came out mocking all the movies that we only got casted in: pimps, hoes, and drug dealers.
Hollywood Shuffle is legendary,
and he was mocking what we were normally getting casted as.
Amen.
And this movie was not that.
You would have a point if Eddie Murphy was getting casted as that before this movie came out. Otherwise,
yeah, but I'm saying Golden Eddie Child. Murphy was the leader that gave us more range than just like.
I will say that, even though he's nowhere near the biggest star, I'm gonna say this in closing. Hmm. But your boy, Bruce Leroy.
What about Sidney Poitier?
The Last Dragon was.
What about Sidney Poitier?
Y'all didn't do that yet.
Yeah, we did that already. Ah. But Last Dragon, Bruce Leroy was dope as hell. He wouldn't have never been this. It would have been a cool movie too if the Golden Child was Bruce Leroy and all the for the fighting and the karate. Yeah. But it wouldn't have been as funny because it's not Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. What was your point with Last Dragon?
No, I'm saying like he was as a black kind of like a not it was
exploit.
Nah.
Come on now.
Nah.
Nah, man, it was a black
around calling about who's the master. Going in trashing the stores.
A splash of that.
It was a big splash, but it was more of a mixture of like karate within that, and we were,
because
it's
a black karate
it was
hero,
a black karate dude. But it was definitely in black exploitation. That was the world they lived in.
I feel that because even Eddie Arcadian was like the. Yeah,
everybody's like, come on, Jack. Everybody was talking like that. Yeah, brother.
It's 85, though.
You ain't about to do that to me.
Everybody wasn't talking. I got
majority of them in that movie.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. But you got to think about songs. Hold on.
We gotta
and everything. Like.
We got to get up out of here, man. Man.
It's another combo.
Hey, that's another conversation. Was the last Dragon with Bruce Leroy a blaxploitation film? That's funny. I didn't think about that. Now I kind of like,
he's saying some shit in that movie.
Yeah, showing so up. Much. Who's the master?
The whole thing. Everybody was animated and there was pimps in there too.
It's a true karate film, bro.
Mm-hmm. And karate goes right back in with like Shaft.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Leroy. Anyhow, y'all, that's it for this week. We're going to jump again next time, man. We see y'all next episode on another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
Absolute.
I'm your host, Big Jai, along with my guest co-host,
Ken Tone.
Yes, sir. We'll see you soon, Brother Tone. Get better soon, man. Come on back. And our dope-ass guest, man, Brother Jahan Jones. Mm-hmm. Thank you for pulling up, bro. We got to get you back again, maybe even to continue this conversation.
Yeah, let's continue this one.
Because I had some hot takes, too, I didn't give.
Some hot takes?
And I like before we go out, I'm going to tell you, Eddie Murphy was a fuck nigga.
Whoa, you can't close it like
Eddie
that.
Eddie Murphy?
Or Eddie Murphy.
Shannon Jarrell.
Shannon Jarrell was a fuck nigga in this movie.
Ooh, real quick before we go.
Yeah, in this one. Why? Because he smashed old girl and didn't want to give her no smash anymore after that. He really didn't even really go back.
Nah, nigga, hold on. He saved her, bro.
He did save her.
He came back and she died.
He act like he loved her after that because he got them draws. He's like, dang, I don't want to give up these draws.
Nah, he cared about her, bro. Hot take Ken Tone,
man. Hot take
man.
Ken Tone, man.
Dang. Hey, you really are filling in for Tone, bro.
Filling in
what
for Tone.
What y'all think? Was Chandler Jarrell a fuck nigga?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or for the BPC, was he a bad guy? A loser? Anyhow, man, we're going to catch y'all next time, man. We love y'all. Keep it going. Keep tuning in and tapping in with us and showing up and getting involved. Be good or be good at it. I'll see y'all later, man. Peace. To the max.
Blackbusters. What's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court from the Holding Court Podcast. If you're a fan of authentic interviews with legendary artists and notable people in the culture, subscribe to the Holding Court Podcast. See, we a show that cover artist interviews, hip-hop culture, lifestyle, and current topics. We got the D-Boys and the B-Boys. See, ACP is where the streets and black excellence meet, and is brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.